Columbia Workshop, under the direction of William N. Robeson, presents the house that Jack didn't kill. Down an alley, there's a tree that grew before the houses grew, shutting off views of a woodland where liberty was and light and air. The tree belongs to the people still from a rented windowsill. Tonight, the Columbia Workshop presents The House That Jack Didn't Build, a play especially written for radio by the famed American poet Alfred Kreynborg. This is frankly an experiment in the presentation of the facts and statistics of an economic problem, in this instance, the housing problem. Mr. Kreynborg has adapted these facts and figures based on governmental reports into a form of radio drama which we believe to be entertaining. The Columbia Workshop wishes again to remind you, the listener, of the importance of your reactions in these radio experiments and to thank you for the hundreds of letters we received after last week's broadcast. The House That Jack Didn't Build. Let's take a look at the housing problem. Let's start in the nation's biggest city. Let's start from the heart of it, from New York's Times Square. Let's put ourselves in the hands of that nice-looking young fellow with the megaphone over there, the man who conducts the sightseeing bus. He ought to be able to show us a thing or two.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Times Square. People from San Francisco, New York, Duluth, Duquesne, how are you?
Fine. And you, conductor?
Yes, perfect. But have you paid up?
We always do.
Take the ticket, ticket taker.
I ain't got it.
Good. Now the cloud of the sky, friends. This day was made just for you. Now step right into the bus and don't crowd. And don't sit in the ladies' lap. Or the gentlemen. And I'll show you the classiest town this side of heaven.
Look at the tall buildings, Sadie.
All the tall and all the small. The small especially. For out of the small, the tall grow. And it's little New York. It grew out of 24 bucks that Dutch bought the island for.
Gee.
Now if I lecture on the side.
That's all right.
We paid for that too.
Sadie, they're staying back home.
And all the world over. If we folks can't visit you, you'll do the laughing.
This guy's a nut.
It's all I'm here to serve you. And no matter how often I make this trip, it's always due.
Ah, go on.
Look at your booklets and see. It goes free with a trip.
Free? There's nothing free in this country.
Wait and see. After you've made this trip, you'll be a lot wiser.
Let's go!
This bus is chartered by the Architects Association.
We know all that.
Let's see what they built.
Nothing much, Leslie.
Quiet, driver.
Okay, boss.
Here we go. Now, friends, don't look at a thing till I tell you.
Look at the skyscraper.
Where's the flat iron?
Right, sir.
The Empire State.
This bus is too slow.
Hit the traffic. Hit the last red light.
We're passing Broadway. I want to see Broadway.
All in good time.
What's that house in the air and the train running by?
The Sixth Avenue L.
Did you ever see too many people?
They look pretty red.
Or else they're out of job.
Are you lying on that big building?
Yes, ma'am. The library. But I ask you not to look.
Fifth Avenue, Sadie.
Oh, I want to get out.
Not now, honey.
But you promised to show me the job.
Stop it, people. We're on a building tour.
What's this funny bridge we're under now?
The ramp. There's the Grand Central Station.
It's nice to see something one knows.
And there's the Chrysler.
Just like the picture.
We have the needle.
Conductor, let's stop.
Oh, no. Later.
We're going faster.
Well, oh, there's another household train running by.
Oh, yeah,
what are we doing here?
This isn't what I paid for.
Yes, you did.
Look, it's there in the book, but this is a tour of inspection with a view to educating people in the housing problem.
My lady's a reader, conductor.
Well, we stopped so often, I have to read.
Another red light.
Do we have to ride under the L?
It's dark here. Smelly, noisy.
And look at all the low houses. Like a jail. This isn't fun.
The fun will come later, but first we begin at the bottom. Oh, boy, the president, see? Didn't you both come out of the earth?
Off of the farm.
Small town.
Just like Billy.
And that stuff.
No, I want to learn.
Just so. And so we'll begin with the commonest thing. The tiniest house.
The house that Jack built?
No, the house he didn't.
What do you mean he didn't?
Aren't we after the fact?
Yeah.
Then I'll show you first the house that Jack didn't build.
This is a sellout.
We're down in the slums.
I want to get out.
Aren't you a true woman?
Say, you are, Sadie.
I am.
And don't you love your fellow man?
Yes, yes.
We don't want to see how the other half lives.
You're a snob.
No, I'm not. I'm hard up myself.
So am
so are we.
Then you'd better follow me. Though you see what you see at home, it'll help you to see others as you see yourself.
You sound like our creatures.
But I came here to see something new.
We don't want to go back.
Exactly. Where are we, driver?
Right up in our sunny side.
Good. That'll do.
Oh, but this is awful.
It's the same farther off. Some are better, some worse, but most are the same. We have hundreds and thousands of spots like these.
But so is the rest of the country.
Don't you want something better?
Sure.
Sure.
Where is it? Not so fast. You see all those windows up there along both sides?
Yeah.
That's where Jack lives.
In each one?
Yes, but a different Jack. A Jack of all trades, but Jack all the same.
Another fairy tale.
No, sir. For each of you is Jack as well. And I'm going to show you how you live.
This is a holdup.
I'm not as low down as that.
No, you have a few trees and some air. But outside of that...
I'm respectable.
Of course, and so are these people. They represent two-thirds of our population.
You mean to say I'm one out of two out of three American people?
Yes, sir, and I hope you're proud of it.
Well, of course.
Of course.
We all are. All right, my friend. Driver, pull up to the curb. And turn on our all-seeing, all-hearing loudspeaker.
Well, what are you singing that for?
Not a bush in sight.
Quiet, ladies, you're spoiling the good fun. Now, this is the house our Jack didn't build. But he has to live in it just the same. And pay for it, too.
Oh.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we tune in on the dark little flat of Mr. and Mrs. Doe. Jack and Mary.
Can't
we run out and play?
No, there's too many trucks.
Oh,
Sam
is
stupid.
Let him go, Mary.
All right. You finish your coffee.
I can't finish it.
Don't you feel well, Jack?
I'm afraid of being fired.
Don't worry. We'll get along.
Don't say that. I'm sick of it.
Well, I'm not.
You're as tired as I am.
Tired of you?
No, dear. But you will be if things keep piling up.
They'll be building buildings again.
Not at this rate. And if things go worse, they'll lay off more people. Especially draftsmen. There are only three of us left.
I couldn't have told you about the rent.
I'm not a kid. I can take it.
Not when you're on your way to work.
Mary.
Yes?
Do you love me?
Yes.
The one thing keeps me alive.
Don't say that.
If it weren't for the lousy rent, I could manage the rest.
I'll skimp on the rent.
No, no.
Don't shout.
What right have they got to raise the rent on a dump like this? Look at it.
No.
I had other ideas when we started.
So did I. This'll do.
It won't. You'll hate me.
No,
this
never,
this rat
Jack.
Hole should have been torn down long ago. If we could only tear down the old, but they won't let us.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's complicated. What did the landlord tell you?
He said they'd raised his taxes.
And we have to pay them.
He didn't say that.
Of course not. And he didn't mention the repairs this flat needs. One of these days it'll fall apart and we'll have to pay for that, too.
If we could only move.
It costs money to move. And where's the flat at our price that isn't like this?
I could look around again.
It's funny a fellow who's used to plans can't plan his own life.
Jack, someday you'll plan our own house.
On what? Dreams?
Haven't the architects banded together to set things straight?
They haven't the money.
Well, where is it?
Search me. I haven't got it.
What about the bank?
They only loan money on what they can make more money on.
So many people... starving, living like mice.
I'm not blaming anyone. The whole country's simply crazy. People want to live, and they won't let them. Except like this.
Finish your coffee.
I'm late.
All right, run along. I want to get
started. I'd like to smash them.
The landlord has a pleasant air. He only frowns when we have trouble making two ends meet. The rent and salary.
Come in. Come in. Oh, it's you, Mr. Jenkins.
I'm sorry to disturb you again.
It's nothing. Won't you sit down?
It's always a pleasure to see you looking so bright. And the way you brighten this place.
It needs it.
Now you're joking again.
No.
You're patient with me, Mrs. Doe. You ought to hear the other floors. Nothing but tongue.
They can't help it.
Look at that flower pot. Geranium?
Yes, a touch of color.
But not on the windowsill.
Where else shall I put it?
On the air shaft window, where it won't fall down on people's heads.
Flowers need light and air.
I know how it is with you. You deserve much more than you've got.
Not I.
Then this place is still the place for you.
The room, the kids' need a third.
I couldn't afford it, ma'am. Not unless you could.
You're paying too much right now. And now you're going to raise
yes,
the rent.
Yes, there's the rub. And there's no one I hate to raise like you.
But why? Why?
I told you before, it's not my doing.
Riddles.
No, listen. The city's raised the taxes on the land on which this house stands. On the land all over the town.
But why raise taxes on things that are falling apart?
The land isn't falling apart.
I don't understand.
Neither do I. I'm as innocent as you and your husband. I have a family, too. The way things are going, I'm in trouble myself. Put yourself in my shoes.
Go on.
Do you know what mortgages are?
Yes.
No, you don't. Not till they're around your neck. Listen, I've been paying off on old mortgages year after year. Now I have to take out a new one to pay my new debt.
But whom do you pay? The city?
The bank.
The bank that loaned you the money?
You're learning fast.
Tell the bank you can't pay.
It's foreclosed. We'd all be out in the street.
I see. Then in order to save yourself, you come to us. We pay you so you can pay the bank so the bank can pay the city.
That's it.
And what's the matter with the city?
It's running down too, I suppose.
This city? New York?
Why not?
It's the richest on earth.
And the poorest, too.
Why?
Don't ask me. All I get is a notice. And if I don't notice that...
Out we go.
Don't put it that way. I'm your friend.
Till it comes to the rent. If we can't raise it, there are those who can.
Wait.
And there's someone right now who's waiting to see the flat. Someone to take our place.
How do you know?
It's happened before, in the last flat.
But landlords are human.
And what am I? Get out! Get out!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, rub your eyes. You're still in the muck. Driver, turn off our magic mouth speaker.
Aye, aye, sir.
Gee, I can't stand this stuff.
It's too much like home.
I had a farm, the bank's foreclosed.
I had a house with a garden.
Conductor?
Please, New
York. It's the heart of things.
The stomach, you mean?
Take it somewhere else.
It's the same all over.
What do you mean, conductor?
Some folks live better than me.
Even the poor.
He's those who can afford it, but those who can't pass.
Why don't you build better houses?
Tear down the old.
They can't do that either.
Build new houses?
Tear down the old.
But why not?
And what has the one got to do with the other?
Search me. Only an expert can tell. Or two experts. You can read all about it in this booklet.
I haven't got time.
I'm as busy as Jack here, fighting off headaches.
I need a rest.
Seeing these people starve makes me hungry.
They're not starving, ma'am. They're not the unemployed. They're the underprivileged. They're like you and me. Got a job and care to lose it, and hungering for something more than food.
Well, Marcy's hungry for food. She can eat any time.
So can I.
All right, folks. We'll have a snack and then go on. There's an automat a couple of doors down the street.
Auto what?
Auto a party.
Come on, folks. Come on.
Well, come on. That's
something we've never done before.
And the boss will give you a longer lecture.
That'll do, driver. Right in here, folks.
Good morning, conductor. My, you've got quite a crowd today.
Just the usual. Will you pull some tables together?
Why, certainly, sir.
What's this, a racket? Who's your friend, conductor? The floor manager. Hey there, you two, Sam and Sadie. You've got to get some nickels first.
Well, what for?
The slot. This way, everybody.
How many do I need?
The pants on her wife. Driver, you'll eat alone for that.
That's okay by me.
I'll call you in 15 minutes.
Why can't he stay in this?
I've heard it, Bill, and anyway, I grab his style.
That'll do, driver.
Look at all the food behind the little door.
You put in a nickel out the top.
He's getting up
here.
Oh, right. I can't stand
that.
There's not a board end, but it's just too little. Sam, what's the matter? I run out of nickels.
Well, go on and get your wife some more nickels.
You
must like machinery.
All right, folks, this way. The tables are ready.
Let's sit over here, Min. Quiet.
Away from the folks.
No, I'm tired.
Oh, but Daisy, we just arrived in town. We stayed so long for this.
Yes, I know, Min.
We shouldn't have gone. This part of the trip is so much like home.
They hadn't been away since the old days, and never so far.
Oh, just think, Daisy, this is New York.
Yes, and not a mite different from Iowa.
We shouldn't have listened in on that young couple, Jack and Mary.
They have a future.
But we had a past.
Yeah, I guess so. But look at it now.
We've seen better days, but at least we still have our house.
But who's got the mortgage?
Never mind.
It isn't as if we hadn't conquered trouble. We rode all the great depressions and still got by. It was the same in 93, the same in 1907, and the same after 1929. We've got by the war, got the house we battled for.
True, baby, true.
But when that house began to give way like a human thing, there was nothing we could do to stop it.
We were human
ourselves. We were certainly somehow. Let me see it.
Eating's always good, especially when it's apple pie.
Mm, how did these apples get here? They taste like home.
Well, like the fella says, Min, it's a small world. Mm. Apples and apples, neighbors and neighbors, help to sweeten our daily labor.
Now you sound younger again.
Well, it's a habit a fella falls into when he needs a motto to see him through.
And that wasn't a bad motto, Davy.
Wasn't it, Min?
No, dear. You're still the smartest man in God's creation.
Well, if you can still think that, the roof can leak until doom.
What do you got there, Sadie?
Strawberry tart.
Holy cat, three nickels.
Sit down, Sam. You're rocking the boat. Are we all here now?
Yeah, but aren't you eating?
Me, no.
He needs his tongue to talk with.
All right, wise guy, but you're going to hear something new. Friends, Roman countrymen.
That sounds like Shakespeare.
It is, but I'll talk plain United States.
Yes, sir.
My friends, we live in a land of plenty in which most men haven't enough. The land and everything on it is owned or controlled by what we call absentee owners. Big business isn't interested in making goods, but making money. That's the way it is with houses.
Lousy houses.
Good. Have you seen the recent reports of our engineers?
Ours?
They were hired by the government. If the land produced all it could with the same machines and labor we've always had, and everyone shared in all, each family would earn an income of $84.61 a week.
Hold on there.
Say that again.
If every man got his dessert, he'd begin to live like a man.
So would I. Instead of dreaming all the time.
Exactly. In 1929, the height of our prosperity, 40 million workers earned an average of $25.71. $25.71 a week to support a family on.
There was something rotten somewhere.
It's rottener now. Millions of unemployed and millions on relief.
It's a depression that's done it.
And what is a depression? What causes it?
Well, if you don't have the money...
I see I'll have to answer that one. In order to raise market prices and make more money, this absentee owner goes in for underproduction, and labor is cheapened or thrown away.
That's it, just like me.
That's me.
Do you know that two families out of three live in shacks and slums? That half a million of these are unfit for habitation?
It's worse in the country.
Yes, sir. And most farmhouses are unequipped with modern appliances.
What are we going to do?
Band together.
No, that's too red.
Unless you mean the red and the red, white, and blue.
See, that's good.
I never thought of it that way.
My friends, the art of living is simple if it's based on common sense instead of waste. And it considers our neighbors as well as ourselves. Otherwise, democracy is a mockery.
Swell! Swell!
I'm quoting the experts. I've lived with them. Know them by heart. Now let's return to the absentee owner.
That fella gets my goat.
When you go to a financier and propose a new house to be rented at the same low rent as a run-down house, what does he say?
Not much, I guess.
Exactly. He's afraid of losing his interest on the old, and so he won't lend you a cent on the new. Something else is more profitable.
Holy cat! No wonder we live like slobs.
Look at what this fella says on page 65. And no, I'll read it for you. 50 or 100 years ago, we earned infinitely less and got much more for our money. Now 90% of the race is restricted by material handicap. And I'm inclined to say we're developing a slave trade far more dangerous than the one that led up to the Civil War. Figures and facts don't lie, folks. Not when they come out of congressional reports.
Then what are we going to do?
Place the facts before the people the way I'm doing. Let them judge for themselves. Unless I'm mistaken, this country belongs to the people. It did once upon a time.
It certainly did.
And still does.
In short, friends, shelter's the first concern of any race. Force men to live in hovels and they'll live like animals. And I, for one, refuse to see my people go to the dock.
Bully for you.
I didn't say that.
Well,
you've been around.
It's only my job. But it gives me time to think. And I know what my country's gone through, and I can't stand seeing it suffer. Don't applaud. I'm only learning. Do you know that from 1929 to 33, the difference between what we could have produced and did produce was $286 billion? Think of what the consumer lost.
I don't want to think.
Then you you better begin.
We ought to be building a million new homes a year, and could, and don't. We should teach people how to build houses, make them part of the plan, and bring back nature as well as our friends.
A few trees never hurt anybody.
And a woman needs company.
And a man something else besides labor. Time is what we all need.
Time for some fun and laughter.
My friends, I propose nothing less than giving the human race a better chance. And our own, first of all.
Yeah.
That's the way to end the speech.
If it is, Andy.
Oh, here's that nasty driver again.
What do you want?
Time to get started.
So it is. All right, folks, back to the rubberneck wagon. Right this way.
I tell you, that man.
That fella's incredible.
Do you think he's nuts?
He sounded like a dream. A dream.
My wife always falls for the preacher.
Oh, that man didn't preach. He talked sense. Hear all them figures?
I felt like a millionaire.
I felt robbed, as if all my life someone had his hands in my pocket.
Old Snodgrass back in Des Moines.
You folks begin to sound homesick.
I am.
I'd like to go back and start things.
Ring somebody's neck.
Tear down that dirty little shack.
Stop scraping pennies for them absentees. Last week, a fella collected my rent in an airplane. Sailed in from Chicago. Scooped down like a hawk.
I bet he got your farm in his feet.
That's what'll happen to all of us. A fella can't take a vacation long. Something will happen behind his back.
A knife.
What are we coming to?
Isn't this a free land?
Yeah, everything's free. What's the land?
And the stuff that grows on it.
Stuff we raise for the stock market.
Well, friends, we'll have to step on it. Into the bus with you. I've got another load of customers waiting after you're through.
Yeah, this is a racket.
Like everything else this bird.
We came to see buildings, not buildings that nobody built.
Or somebody built for someone to live there that doesn't want to live there.
Nonsense, folks. Step into the bus.
Well, I don't want to leave now. I want to know what happened to Mrs. Jackman. I've got three.
Now, there's a woman that likes a good story.
Good. You call this good?
All right. I'll show you the rest of the story.
Sure.
Yes. We're going to take the rabbitest trip on record. Round and round. In and out. Up and down. Are you all on your feet?
Yeah.
Everyone where he was before?
Yeah.
Then shut your eyes and let things hum. We're on our way to kingdom come. And now, ladies and gentlemen, make way for little John Doe, the man with the blueprint. This morning he got an idea, an inspiration, the grandest ever. And he took it to his boss, and the boss okayed it. And the boss took it to a builder, and the builder okayed it. And the builder took it to other builders, who took it to the mayor. And the mayor okayed it. And the mayor called in the great bankers, and lo and behold, after higgling and haggling, they okayed it. And then all hands set to work, owner and worker alike, and tore down a lot of old junk, old flats and shacks the poor had to live in. And then they laid foundations. Laid in cellars, laid on the cement, raised the beams and girders and the bricks, brick by brick. And lo and behold, everyone took his hat off to Jack. And before very long, everyone else lived like him. And there was no man better or worse. For the common man had saved him much. All right, folks, you may open your eyes now, one at a time. Are they open?
Sure.
How do you feel?
Great.
Friends, you've been on a trip to the near future, all in the shake of the old lamb's tail. And what do you see?
We haven't moved at all.
Yes, we have.
Look, Sadie. Look. What is this? Heaven?
No, America. New York.
Tight arm and tight side.
Where's the elevator?
It's gone. Gone.
Look at the trees.
The garden.
And all the windows. The windows.
And the house that Jack built. And now, folks, gather around while we tune back to Jack and Mary. If they sound cockeyed, don't blame them. They're living.
There's nothing so miraculous as when the people see a simple man take one and two and make a perfect three.
What do you
take
me for, a maid?
That's what I married you for.
Listen, they carried out your plan. You've got a well head.
I was a man who knew what his fellows needed.
Sure. You thought of yourself.
Only at the outset.
Now you're lazy.
I work 6 hours a day.
5 days a week. You sit around all day Saturday. You're going fast. You've got a bay window.
I have, if you mean the house.
Doesn't look bad from here. I think I ought to move in.
Unless I'm mistaken, you have two children.
How do you know?
I've seen them about the brats.
They're out in the playroom now.
How do you know there's a playroom?
This whole place was one.
Since when?
Ever since you were raised and raised again and raised.
What is this, poker?
No, it's a fire.
Ah, what's that?
A group of free individuals working in a common cause and sharing the fruits of their labor.
You sound like it's class in economics. Do they still teach that stuff?
You still go to school yourself.
The school of life.
How dull.
Hey, you'd rather turn on the radio.
What's wrong with the air? I'll tune in right now.
Good Lord.
Great Columbia Workshop presents a documentary broadcast on the housing problem.
Oh, shut it off. Shut it off.
They're still talking about the housing problem.
As if that was still a problem.
I've got you.
I've got you.
You have the kids.
You have a newfangled kitchen.
And you have a carpenter shop.
And they talk about housing. Housing.
Oh, wait, here's a dance band.
Yes. That sounds pretty good. Let's go.
I want to dance all over God's heaven.
Man's heaven, ma'am.
Woman.
All right, but let's dance.
Oh, Jack, you're winded. You're growing old.
No, sir, the sun's in my bones.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
And doesn't cost a cent.
Come over to the window. Can you smell the air?
In your hair.
You're healthy.
And you used to have colds and nerves.
And you had grouchy.
I nearly left you one day when I was mad.
At me?
Discouraged with things, bosses, people.
And they've got what we have now.
Look at old Brown and his steamer chair.
And Mrs. Brown reading to him.
They look like us.
Mm-hmm.
They're quiet now.
Oh, Sam. Sam, it's too wonderful.
I know what to be saying.
It's growing. It's
growing. Another?
What's the matter? You've all got your arms around each other, just like the chutes at Coney.
But it's growing.
Oh, nonsense, friends. I've shown you how things could be in the house that Jack could really build.
It's a piece.
You're a fake. Yes, stop calling names.
I want a house like that. So do I.
You'll get it.
When
we all get together, pull ahead like one man. We've got the land, the capacity.
Oh, he's lecturing again.
No, I'm not. Shall we go now?
Where?
Home. Back home.
Back home.
All right, driver, reverse.
On that.
Yes, sir. Home.
You have just heard The House That Jack Didn't Build by Alfred Kreynborg, a Columbia Workshop experiment in the presentation of economic facts and statistics. The Columbia Workshop wants comments, criticisms, and suggestions on this broadcast. Please address your communications to the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City. You may be interested to know that the subject of housing will soon be presented in theaters from coast to coast in the Living Newspaper production of a federal theater entitled One Third of the Nation, opening at the Adelphi Theater in New York Monday night. Next week at this time, the Columbia Workshop will present the first of two broadcasts written by the students of the radio script and continuity writing class of the Division of General Education of New York University. The educational experiment will be introduced by Harry Woodburn Chase, Chancellor of New York University. Columbia Workshop is directed by William N. Robeson. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.